السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. I start with the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. O my Lord, open for me my chest, ease my task for me, and remove the impediment from my speech so they may understand what I say. رَبِّ زِدْنِي عِلْمًا. O my Lord, increase me in knowledge. اللَّهُمَّ إِنِّي أَسْأَلُكَ عِلْمًا نَافِعًا وَرِزْقًا طَيِّبًا وَعَمَلًا مُتَقَبَّلًا. O Allah, indeed I ask you for beneficial knowledge and a good halal provision and actions which are accepted. اللَّهُمَّ فَقِّهْنَا فِي الدِّينِ. O Allah, grant us the understanding of religion. آمين يا رب العالمين. Assalamu alaikum and thank you for joining us today for Rahma's English course. Inshallah, I hope that all of you are doing well and that you all have had a good week. So today, inshallah, we are going to continue from where we left off from Surah Ali Imran, inshallah, starting from ayah number 111 to ayah number 117. And inshallah, we're just going to start off with the recitation. If you all would just like to open up your Qur'ans and follow along as we recite, starting from ayah number 111.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لن يضروكم إلا أذى وَإِنْ يُقَاتِلُوكُمْ يُوَلُّوكُمُ الْأَدْبَارَ ثُمَّ لَا يُنْصَرُونَ. ضُرِبَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ الذِّلَّةُ أَيْنَمَا ثُقِفُوا إِلَّا بِحَبْلٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وحبل من الناس وباءوا بغضب من الله وضربت عليهم المسكنة. ذلك بأنهم كانوا يكفرون بآيات الله ويقتلون الأنبياء بغير حق. ذلك بما عصوا وكانوا يعتدون. ليسوا سواء. من أهل الكتاب أمة قائمة يتلون آيات الله آناء الليل وهم يسجدون. يؤمنون بالله واليوم الآخر ويأمرون بالمعروف وينهون عن المنكر ويسارعون في الخيرات وأولئك من الصالحين. وما يفعلوا من خير فلن يكفروه والله عليم بالمتقين. إن الذين كفروا لن تغني عنهم أموالهم ولا أولادهم من الله شيئا وأولئك أصحاب النار هم فيها خالدون. مثل ما ينفقون في هذه الحياة الدنيا كمثل ريح فيها صر أصابت حرث قوم ظلموا أصابت حرث قوم ظلموا أنفسهم فأهلكت وما ظلمهم الله ولكن أنفسهم يظلمون.
Inshallah, that is our lesson. So starting from ayah number 111 to ayah number 117. So inshallah, we have completed our topic of mudud. And then inshallah, in the next class, we will go over all of the types of mudud, as well as doing a review of all of the other tajweed lessons that we have learned so far. So inshallah, we're just going to start again the mudud. Just a quick review, because there is, again, a lot of different types of med that we have covered, and it is a little bit confusing as well. So inshallah, we're just going to do a review before we move on to the rest of the topics. So inshallah, just a quick review of what is mudud, or what is a med. Med is basically known as a lengthening. So inshallah, we should know this by now, that mudud or med means to lengthen something. So when we did the med, we learned that there are different counts of med, meaning that some are shorter and some are longer. So we have, for example, the 2-count med, we have the 4-count med, or also the 5-count med. And then in some cases, we have the 6-count med. So these are the different types of counts, 2, 4, 5, and 6. So the reason why we learn the rules of med, or the names of these different rules, is so that we know how long we are supposed to lengthen each med. Also, we learned that there are some cases where the med is fard upon you, meaning you have to read the med for that certain number of counts, such as med wajib. Med wajib that we did, it is wajib upon you to read the med 4 to 5 counts. Med lazim as well. It is lazim, it is obligatory upon you to read it for 6 counts. So this is the reason why it is so important that we know the names of these med, and we know the rules of this med, so that we know that if I am reading this med, am I allowed to shorten or lengthen this? So you have that, and you know that, and you keep it in mind, and then inshallah, you won't have any mistakes as you are reciting the Quran. So again, in some places, because it is wajib to upon you to basically read it that lengthening, if you do it for less than that, it may be counted as a mistake of tajweed. So this is why it's important that we know the proper number of counts, and also the names of the rules as well. Now, the general rule that we are going to remember is that if you see the sign of med, you are going to pull for at least 4 counts. Okay, so this is the rule that we are going to keep in mind. Anytime you see that sign of med, that squiggly line, do it at least 4 counts. Now, if you know further about the types of med, the names of the med, then you are going to know, do I do 4 counts? Do I do 6 counts? Am I allowed to do it less than 4 or not? That's when the actual rules come into play. But while you are reciting, I do understand that it's difficult to remember all of these rules. So our general rule for this class is that if you see that sign of med, pull for at least 4. And then inshallah, once you start doing more of the rules, then you'll understand if you do 4 or 6. But for now, this is the rule. If you see that sign of med, pull for at least 4 counts. Now, when we were doing the mudud, we did 2 different types of med. We have med fari'i and we have med asli or med tabi'i. So these are both the same name. Med asli or med tabi'i is known as the natural lengthening, meaning that this is only going to be 2 counts. It naturally occurs within a word. So what does this mean? When we were doing the other types of med, we learned that the med is 4 to 5 counts. Why? Because of something. Because something is causing that med to be there. That med is not there on its own. It is caused to be there because of either number 1, a hamza, بسبب الهمزة, or بسبب السكون, because of a sukun. So because there is a letter of med followed by hamza, or a letter of med followed by a sukun, that is why we are lengthening it for more than 2 counts. Okay, so there is a reason why that med is longer than 4 counts. Now, for mad tabi'i or mad asli, the natural lengthening, there is nothing that is affecting that med. So there is no hamza after, there is no sukun after, it is just a normal Arabic letter. So because of this, it is only going to be 2 vowel counts. Okay, so you don't have to pull for any longer. You don't see that sign of med, so you already know that you don't have to pull this for longer than 2 counts. So this is the natural med. Again, you don't have to pull. You're not going to see any sign of med. And following our rule, you would know that you don't have to pull this for 4 counts. Only 2 counts is sufficient. Now, this is kind of going back to what we were doing in the last class when we were doing حروف مقطعات. So within حروف مقطعات as well, the letters at the beginning of some surahs, we also did مد طبيعي. And again, this is a review. We have already covered this. But now, inshallah, you have a little bit more appreciation since we have done the other types of حروف مقطعات as well. So for حروف مقطعات, we learned that there are a total of 14 letters. Now of these 14 letters, we have one letter that does not have any med, which is alif. So when you see the letter alif, such as alif lam mim, you're not going to lengthen. You're not going to say a lam mim. You just say alif and that's it. You don't lengthen for any number of counts. So alif you can take out. Now of the rest of these that 13 that are left, we have 5 letters, hayyun, tahir, which are going to be 2 counts. And we have already covered this as well. So anytime you see one of these 5 letters in حروف مقطعات, it is only going to be 2 counts, such as taha. So the beginning of surah taha, you are not going to see any sign of med. So again, if you see sign of med, pull for 4 counts. But on these letters, you're not going to see a med. They're just the letters. So you know that this is only 2 counts. I will pull ta for 2 counts, ha for 2 counts. Ta, ha. Both of these are for 2 counts. Also in Surah Maryam, this is a great example. We have kaf, ha, ya, ayn, sad. So this is the first ayah of Surah Maryam. Now I'm confused. I don't remember which letters have med and which do not. All I'm going to do is look at that sign of med. Now I see on the kaf, there is the med sign. So I'm going to pull this for, remember, at least 4 counts. Now because we have done med lazim, I know this is going to be 6 counts. So because I know mad lazim rule, I know I'm going to pull this for 6 counts. Also, I see the sign of med, so this is more confirmation. Now, the next letter, ha, gaf, ha. Ha is part of hayyun tahir. Let's say I don't remember this mnemonic. I don't see anything on the ha, so I'm just going to read it for 2 counts. The next letter is ya. Again, I don't see anything on top of the ya. Is it part of hayyun tahir? Yes, it is. So again, further confirmation that I only read this for 2 counts. Ayn and then sad, both of them, I see that med. So I know I'm going to pull for at least 4 counts. Because this is mad lazim, we're going to go ahead and do 6. Gaf, ha, ya. Now here, ha and ya, again, only 2 counts because they are part of hayyun tahir. And then ayn, sad, pull those for 6 counts. Now also in the beginning of Surah Al-Hijr, we see alif, lam, and ra. Ra again is part of hayyun tahir. It is only 2 counts. I don't see any sign of med, so I'm only going to pull for 2 counts. Alif, lam, ra. So ra is only 2 counts. Also alif, lam, mim, ra at the beginning of Surah Ra'ad. Same case here, lam and mim, I do see that sign of med, so I will pull for the total of 6 counts. And then also ra, I don't see anything, so I will pull for 2 counts. Alif, lam, mim, ra. So ra again is only 2 counts. So for these letters of حروف مقطعات, and again, this is a review. We did cover this before already. You just have to see that sign of med. So this is the main thing. The sign of med is indication that you are pulling for longer than 2 counts, at least 4 counts. In certain cases, you will do 6, such as حروف مقطعات. Here, you do have to do 6 counts. But if you see that sign of med, do it for at least 4. And then for the rest of the letters of حروف مقطعات حيون طهر, if you don't see that sign of med, you don't have to pull for longer than that. So inshallah, I will stop here today for the med. And then in the next class, we will do a bit more review, inshallah, starting from the beginning and then just continuing on from there of all the meds that we have already covered. So inshallah, let's go ahead and move on to our analysis, starting from ayah number 111. لَنْ يَضُرُّكُمْ إِلَّا أَذَى. So here, يَضُرُّكُمْ, ra and ضاد are both heavy letters. So both of these are going to be heavy. إِلَّا أَذَى. So here, I do see that sign of med. I see that squiggly line. This means that I'm going to pull for at least 4 counts. Now, this mad is known as mad jaiz munfasil. Even if you don't remember the name, it's fine as long as you pull it for at least 4 counts. So I'm going to go ahead and pull this for 4 counts. And then here, the word adha. So for that, we learned that the tongue should come in between the lips. So you should not hear za. So you're not hearing any z sound, adha. You are going to have your tongue come between your teeth. لَن يَضُرُّكُمْ إِلَّا أَذَى. ضَاد رَاء heavy, إِلَّا. This is 4 count mad, and then أَذَى. وَإِن يُقَاتِلُوكُمْ. قَاف is going to be heavy. يُوَلُّوكُمُ الْأَدَبَارُ. لَام is going to have توسط. دَال here has a قَلْقَلَة. We are going to have a slight bouncing sound on the dal. Ra here is going to be heavy in al-adabara. Ra is heavy. يُوَلُّكُمُ الْأَدَبَارَ. ثُمَّ لَا يُنصَرُونَ. Sad is heavy. Ra here is also going to be heavy. And then when we are ending here, this is known as مَدَعَرَدْ لِلسُّكُونَ. I'm going to pull for 4 counts. Now for this med, we did learn that you have the option of pulling for 2 or 4 or 6. It just depends on your speed of recitation. Sometimes when people recite faster, they like to pull for 2 counts. Other times you will hear slower reciters pull for 6. I usually tend to do 4, and inshallah in this class as well, we are also going to do 4 counts. So here in La Yunsarun, we are going to pull this for 4 counts. Again, why? This is مَدْعَارِدْ لِلسُّكُونَ. There is a sukun on the noon, temporary sukun. So I'm just going to pull this for 4 counts. لَا يُنصَرُونَ. Pull for 4 counts. ضُرِبَتْ. ضَاد is going to be heavy. رَاء here in this case is going to be light. عَلَيْهِمُ الذِّلَّةُ. Again, that you should have the tongue come in between the teeth. Again, no Z sound. أَيْنَمَا ثُقِفُوا إِلَّا. Now here I see that there is the sign of mad. I'm going to pull for at least 4 counts. This is mad jaiz munfasil. Again, just pull for 4 counts. أَيْنَمَا ثُقِفُوا إِلَّا. And then here, بِحَبَلٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ. Allah here is going to be heavy. وَحَبَلٍ مِّنَ النَّاسِ وَبَاءُ بِغَضَبٍ. So وَبَاءُ, again, this is a 4 count med. I see the sign of med, just pull for 4 counts. بِغَضَبٍ, غَ and ضَاد are both heavy letters, so we're going to make sure these are heavy. مِّنَ اللَّهِ, Allah here is also going to be heavy. وَضُرِبَتْ, again that same word, ضَاد is going to be heavy, رَاء is going to be light in this case. عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَسْكَنَةِ ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ كَانُوا يَكْفُرُونَ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ. Now here the name of Allah is going to be light. بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ. Allah here is light. وَيَقُتُلُونَ. قَاف is a permanently heavy letter. الْأَنْبِيَاءَ. So now here, الْأَنْبِيَاءَ. If you recall, there is a noon sakin, and on top of that, there is a meme. This is the rule of iqlab. Inshallah, we will review that as well. But here, we're just going to switch that noon with a meme sound. And then also, anbiya'a, this is a 4-count med. This is med wajib, meaning you do have to pull this for 4 counts. So you do have to pull all the way to 4 counts. وَيَقُتُلُونَ الْأَنْبِيَاءَ. And then make sure you make that switch from the jawf, and then you have a sharp hamza sound at the end of this word. بِغَيْرِ. غَيْن is heavy, رَاء is light. حَقْ. قَاف is going to have a قَلْقَلَة when we stop here. ذَلِكَ بِمَا عَصَوْ. صَاد is going to be heavy. وَكَانُوا يَعْتَدُونَ. And then we end here on a 4-count med. لَيْسُ سَوَاءَ. This is a 4-count med. And then at the end of this word, we are going to pull for 2 counts when we stop here on فتحتين. سَوَاءَ. So make sure you pull that for 2 counts. مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ أُمَّةٌ قَائِمَةٌ. This is a 4-count med. يَتْلُونَ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ. Allah's name here is light. آنَاءَ اللَّيْلِ. Again, 4-count med. وَهُمْ يَسْجُدُونَ. Ending here on a 4-count med. يُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ. The name of Allah here is light. وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. خَا is going to be heavy. رَا here is going to be light. وَيَأْمُرُونَ. رَا is going to be heavy. بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. را again is heavy. وينهون عن المنكر را is light. ويسارعون را is light. في الخيرات خاء is heavy. را here is heavy. وأولئك this is a four count mad من الصالحين. وما يفعلوا من خير را here is going to be light. فلن يكفروا را is heavy. والله الله here is heavy. عليم بالمتقين ending here on a four count mad. إن الذين كفروا لن تغني عنهم أموالهم ولا أولادهم four count mad من الله شيئا Allah's near name here is going to be heavy وأولئك this is a four count mad أصحاب النار هم فيها خالدون خاء is heavy مثل ما ينفقون في هذه الحياة الدنيا كمثل ريح راء here is going to be light فيها صر صاد is heavy راء is heavy أصابت حرثة راء is heavy قوم ظلموا أنفسهم four count mad فأهلكت and then ending here make sure you can hear that ha at the end وما ظلمهم الله Allah here is going to be heavy ولكن أنفسهم يظلمون and then ending here on a four count mad so inshallah we will stop here today and then inshallah in the next class we are going to again do a little bit more review on the mudud. Jazakallah khairan kathiran everyone. Inshallah, I will see you all next week. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.